This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. Bite Size. It means you put this podcast in your mouth. Go on.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Big Breakfast Bite Size. Luke wasn't in today, so we went solo. Well, we had Suzanne, obviously, to help out. And we had good banter, lots of fun. We tried to give away lots of cash. One person we did speak to today was from Dancing with the Stars, the new show on RTE, where they have a bunch of celebrities doing a bit of dancing. Marty Morrissey is in there. Legend that he actually is. But we spoke to Erin McGregor, Conor McGregor's sister. And obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is like people are like, oh, ask about Conor, ask about Conor. It's like, well, that's not why she's coming on. She's talking about her. She's talking about her doing the dancing and all that. But I did ask at the end her permission to ask about Conor because like that's just manners. And obviously it was live radio, so I didn't want it to go, you know, completely tits up. So you can hear how that went. Also, we had some gossip with Suze and loads of fun. Enjoy the weekend because I'm skipping out of here. We're back to normal on Monday morning. Have an absolute blast. And don't forget, hit subscribe.
Even more of 98FM's Big Breakfast. This is 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
It's just gone 6:21. Friday morning, yes. And finally, the fog is gone, which is good. I had to drive to Cork yesterday after the show. And it was just nothing but fog all the way down. And when I arrived to Cork, I hadn't been in Cork, I think, since December, which is nice. I love to cut it down to Cork, it's nice. But one thing I've never done is done on-street parking in Cork. I've always parked in any of the multi-stories, in any of the shopping centres and stuff. And there's one thing that they have in place that I haven't seen in years. And that is, when you're paying for your parking in Cork City, you need to go to the nearest shop and get a scratch card, essentially, is the best way I can describe it, to put as your ticket in your window. So I'd never used one of these before, because you used to doing your text by park or using the app or just going to the machine. So the parking warden happened to be on the street, so I went up and asked him. He goes, sure, just go on up to the shop there, tell them you need a parking ticket. And he goes, how long are you staying for? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be here for a couple of hours. He goes, well, get two because they're only good for 2 hours. And I'm like, grand, cool. So I came back and I said, right, do I mark it from when I'm parking or until when I'm parking? He goes, give it to me and I'll do it for you. So he goes to scratch. So from 2 o'clock, he scratches it off with the date and stuff like this. He goes, that'll do you for 2 hours. And then the next one do from 4 to 6. And then after that, sure, you'd be grand. I'm like, oh, is it no park? No, do you have to pay for parking from after 6? He goes, no, I'm probably not going to be around because who wants to be writing tickets in the dark and cold anyway? I'm like, yes! The most soundest parking warden ever award goes to that man in Cork. Thank you very much.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke. More importantly, Suz is here, Luke isn't.
Hello.
Hello. Also, Darren Cleary's in the house.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Do people still say YOLO?
Not since 1994.
Ah, well, yeah. YOLO to you.
YOLO to you too. I would like to sit here and talk Martin O'Neill with you, but, you know, because yesterday I was gripped. By lunchtime, he was going.
Oh, he was gone.
By 5 o'clock, nah, there's some other guy who's waiting to be paid $4 million to be let go of his contract. And now it's like uncertain again.
I have no idea what's happening. So I'm just going to make it up as I go along.
What are your emotions like? Was it kind of like, all right, fair enough to him. Then did you get angry? And then you were like, well, screw you, Stoke.
I got angry at the fact that he agreed a contract months ago and just hasn't signed it. And he literally could have been like, okay, lads, I'm off. I have no contract. Bye.
Agreeing a contract, you know, gentleman's handshake, that's all well and good. Well, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sure. We'll find out someday soon. Suze.
Enough of the sports chat.
Enough of the sports
fans. Because it is quiz time. It is a week that was quiz. I've got 5 questions here and you'll be pleasantly surprised to know there's no sports in any of the questions.
Boo.
Looks like I have the advantage on this one so far.
Looks like you do. Okay, we're going to get a bit tense here and we'll start off with question 1.
Yeah, really.
Amy Huberman, this week nominated for an IFTA award as Best Actress in which show?
Oh, I know, kind of.
Question 2. Name the former White House press secretary announced to appear on tonight's Late Late Show. Question three.
We're struggling already.
You know that one. It's easy. Which singer this week announced she's involved in a legal battle with Radiohead?
Yeah, I know that one. Which apparently is not a legal battle now. Radiohead have been like, no, there's not going on.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
We're only suing her a little bit. Just a tiny suing her. Little sue.
Question four. Conor McGregor and Richard Branson squared up to each other at an event in Dublin this week. What was the event?
Oh,
I got this, Coop. Sorry.
And question five. Which part of Dublin made the news this week because they're lowering their seawall?
Which what?
Dublin's suburb, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Right, if you know all the five answers and want to play at home, 0877 98 98 98. See if you can get all five right.
How are you feeling, Darren?
I think I've got at least four.
I think I got at least two on this one.
Oh, I'm going to get those cinema passes.
If you want to get the Big Breakfast.
With Cooper and Luke.
98 FM.
I've done absolutely miserably so bad in this quiz.
Well, don't say anything yet. We'll go through the answers, see how you did. First question.
The answer music.
That is tense for answers. Yeah. Our first question was, Amy Huberman was this week nominated for an IFTA Award as Best Actress in what show?
The Amy Huberman Show is what I've got.
Changing Lanes.
What's Changing Lanes?
I don't know. Is that the name of the legal drama she's in?
Well, you've got legal drama right, but it's called Striking Out.
I knew it was something. Did I have half a point?
I knew it was two words.
Two words.
Doesn't count, though. Sorry about that. Name the former White House press secretary announced to appear on tonight's Late Late.
I got this.
Cooper, you know this.
Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Is it really him, or is it, what's the comedian actress appearing? What's her name?
Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Either would be great, yeah.
Did we both get that?
You did. You're on an even score. Which singer this week announced she's involved in a legal battle with Radiohead?
What you got, Darren?
I've got the always moany Lana Del Rey.
Oh no! I don't believe this! I'm such an idiot.
What did you write?
I knew it was Lana Del Rey. I've written down "Do a Bleeding Leaper." Oh my god!
Cooper.
I'm such a spanner.
Oh my
god!
All right. Well,
you knew this. You told me about it.
I know.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we know.
Radiohead song "Creep." That was it. Lana Del Rey ripped it off. There you go. Conor McGregor and Richard Branson squared up to each other at an event this week in Dublin. What was the event, though?
I got this. This event was called "Get Your Tops Off for the Lads."
Very close. It was Pendulum.
It was the Pendulum. Bing. I like "Get Your Tops Off for the Lads," though. I will buy tickets for that next year. And finally...
Yeah, you will.
Imagine if I said that about the ladies now, there'd be trouble.
Oh my God.
The front covered the paper.
There'd be a mob outside with pitchforks.
Paparazzi outside like yesterday.
Which part of Dublin made the news this week when it was revealed they're lowering their seawall?
Well, there's only one community that can do this, and that's Clontarf.
It is Clontarf. And Darren, I can see you've written Clontarf.
Clean sweep.
He did get it, okay.
It's not a clean sweep for you, Darren. Now, let's remember.
Did you not give me Changing Lanes?
You got question one wrong.
What was it called? Spaced Out?
Striking Out.
Striking
Out. Spaced Out
is very different.
Darren wins once again. Congratulations,
Yay.
Darren.
Yay.
98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
The Big Breakfast with Cooper Luke. Sunday night, just gone. Wow, it's nearly a week already. Look at that, counting days. Saoirse Ronan, the little jewel from our Emerald Isle, did us so proud once again, where she picked up a Golden Globe for her role in Lady Bird. So, so proud. And fingers crossed she's going to get the IFTA and the Oscar and the BAFTA. Be amazing! But there was a memorable moment during her speech where she got up and says that her friend was with her because her mum couldn't come. And everyone's wondering, why didn't her mom come? It was an important part of her life, you know? Pick up a Golden Globe. It's like, where was mom? Her mom was like watching it live stream on her phone because her buddy was filming it from behind. It's like, how are you, mom? What you do anyway if you were on the Golden Globes? You'd wave, say hi to your mum and stuff. Well, there is a good reason. She was on with Jimmy Fallon last night, the American TV show host. And this is the reason why Saoirse Ronan's mom was not with her at the Golden Globes, even though she really, really wanted her there.
She got a new puppy called Fran.
Oh, she got a new puppy called Fran! That is so cute.
And we got her about... We actually got her while I was doing Lady Bird. So she's about a year and a half old now. But so Fran has become the priority for Mam for sure right now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. But like she passed up on the Golden Globes to look after Fran. So.
We're talking about Saoirse Ronan's Mam not going to the Golden Globes because she was staying at home to mind her dog. I saw somebody comment online about, why didn't she just bring the dog with her? Bring her on the airplane. You can do that these days. Does anybody not remember only a couple of weeks ago that Saoirse Ronan did a sketch about bringing dogs on airplanes?
There's a strange dog that's jumped into my lap.
And is he bothering you, sir?
Not really, it's kind of sweet.
Aww. Sounds like you made a new friend.
Get up! 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Now it's time for 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
Susie, you got all the questions?
I do, I've got five questions in front of me.
Awesome, cool. Playing this morning is Emer. Good morning, Emer.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. You're from Cashel and Canucka, Dublin 15, and you're an occupational therapist. What exactly is an occupational therapist?
It's an occupational therapist, and I work getting people back doing things.
You work getting people back doing things. There you go, Susie, you should have a word there.
I'm fully functioning at the moment. Thanks very much.
Okay, you're looking forward to the weekend? Anything special planned?
No, just chilling.
Good for you. Okay, here we go. Five questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
See that now? It's working, Sis.
All right, question one. For £25, which social media was created by Mark Zuckerberg?
Facebook.
It is Facebook.
There's €25. Would you like to take that and go or continue on?
No, I'd like to keep going.
I'm glad you've continued on because I have faith in you for question number two. What term is used to describe when a moon blocks the light from the sun?
Eclipse.
Yes.
It's one of my favourite songs. Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. €50 you have there now, Emer. Would you like to keep on going? For €100.
The next question, easy.
I'm going to be brutally honest with you. Susie get it. Luke get it. I didn't.
It's about movies. Current movies.
Okay. Are you able to give me a hint?
She's Australian. There's a hint.
Anytime today.
Okay, go on.
Good for you, Emer. I'm rooting for you here, you greedy guts.
Which actress stars in the movie I, Tonya?
Oh God.
She's Australian. She's quite current at the moment, I'd say.
Hurry up!
It's the ice skating movie.
No, I've no idea.
Her name, and you will never forget it now because it's just lost you £100, is Margot Robbie.
Alright, okay, I wouldn't have got that.
Me neither. I know Margot Robbie, but who did I say? Nicole Kidman! And my backup was Mel Gibson.
You were just naming Australian actresses. That's what you were doing.
Emery, thank you so much for coming on and playing. I hope you have a great weekend.
The Big Breakfast
with Cooper and Luke.
98 FM.
It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke at 20 to 9 Friday morning. It's one thing that we love about weekend TV, and that is like all the big shows, all the big lights, all the big music, and all the big stars. And Dancing with the Stars is back on RTE. And one of the stars is on the phone now. Good morning, Erin McGregor. How are you?
Good morning, Cooper. I don't know how I am anymore. I don't know if I even have feelings at this stage.
You are flat out all the time because not only have you been rehearsing since the end of November, you're also on the school run right now, aren't you?
I'm on the school run right now. My mom took the baby from me last night because he's decided that he doesn't want to sleep at night anymore.
This is Harry, isn't it?
This is Harry. Harry has decided that he's got to keep me up. I secretly think he might want someone else to win in the competition because the kitchen is a bit of a mess. I think they want Mammy home, but I'm not going home because the longer I stay out, that means the less housework I have to do.
Here, what is Taylor doing then? Taylor, who's 17, is your other son, and he must have to lift a finger.
No, she's a girl.
Taylor's a girl. Must
my
have
daughter.
To, is she not lifting a finger?
No, everybody is holding the fort. My partner, Kerry, Taylor, everybody, my mother, my mother-in-law, I have to say they're all just standing up so I can go train and do what I have to do.
Okay, so previously before, you've done bodybuilding training as well, and you've done competitions too. What's the difference between dancing on the television and standing on the stage, flexing your bits and pieces?
You know, my brain isn't the way it used to be. I literally have to like remember these steps. When I'm on the stage competing, I'm freestyling it. I can do. I'm good at that.
Okay.
Leave me alone. If I make a mistake, nobody knows. I'm like, whatever. But I have to remember stuff, and I am, as I said, a little bit like slower in the out brain than I used to be. The milk can sometimes go into the press, and the coffee might go into the fridge. This kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
I hear you.
Yeah, that's the difference. And I think after I had Harry, I didn't actually realise how much the anxiety has affected me. Before I had Harry, I would have a little bit of fear and a bit of anxiety, but I pushed through it.
Yeah.
But since I had him, I kind of found it a lot stronger for some reason. I really don't know why.
Your dance partner, Ryan, you're kind of struck lucky with him because he's been in the final twice. So do you reckon that he's like a good luck charm for you to maybe get you to the final?
Well, look, I'm like, Ryan, just get me through Sunday. I don't think that he realised how anxious and nervous I was, so I actually feel a little bit sorry for him. Because he might actually need like help by the time he's finished with me, because he has to give me little prep talks and, you know, be like, breathe, calm down. And I'm not an actress. So, like, if he tells me to, like, you know, okay, do this or go into that zone, I'm like, what? Well, I don't know how to do that. It's just like one face, and it's like Jim Carrey, you know, from the film The Mask.
Yeah.
So that's the face that keeps coming out.
Brilliant. They say that Marty Morrissey is one of the favourites to win, but I reckon that you're also one of the favourites to win.
Oh, thanks very much. I don't know, but I mean, I've had great support from around where I live in Crumlin. Everybody is, you know, coming out and support me, and across the country, the amount of DMs I get, and not only across the country, it's around the world. I mean, from America to Canada to Norway, so many people have been getting behind me and saying, you know, I'm proud of you, and we're proud of your honesty, and their mothers, our parents, and they find the same struggles that I have. So I've had huge support, and without them, I probably wouldn't have signed on the dotted line. So I really am so grateful for everybody, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to go out and possibly make a show on myself as well.
Well, good. We like people going on TV making a show of themselves. Do you know what the theme is for this weekend's dances?
Yeah, where I am doing salsa this week.
My favourite!
So Ryan said to me yesterday, so what do you think salsa is? And I was like, what? You know, so he's like, okay, I need you to bring like happy and party, and because I think I was doing this like serious face, like I was going to like face somebody, and he's like, not that face.
You should bring a pack of Doritos. So where's the salsa?
I hope, you know, you might get more salsa from the pack of Doritos than me on Sunday night with the level of all that anxiety.
Come here, is your brother going to support you this week? Because he wasn't there last weekend. Is Connor going to be there in the audience?
Of course. I mean, my family are so supportive. They will be there. I wasn't solo dancing on Sunday, so I will be bringing everybody this weekend, hopefully. And I mean, tickets are like gold dust. We get like 4 tickets, so there's literally a queue of people now. I've, you know, such good support, and people all want to go. So I'm like, okay, let's take it in rotation.
Surely Connor could fork out for all of Crumlin to go, didn't he, buy Wonderland?
Yes, I don't think he can buy these tickets, though. I don't think he can buy these tickets. But I'm sure he would buy the whole studio from me if that was the case.
Come here, so generous. We're wishing you the best of luck. You got our backing here. Now,
thank you.
Our sports department has asked me to ask you one question about Connor, if that's okay, if you don't mind me asking.
Okay.
Can we expect Connor to fight in the next couple of months to defend his belt?
I am not too sure, as I've been so busy with dancing with the stars, I actually haven't asked. But I definitely, Connor is still actively fighting. So yes, I'm sure when the time comes that he's going to step back into the ring, and I'll be supporting him 100% like we always do.
You could do a little dance before the fight.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think this time I'll be happy now to just like support my brother and take a backseat on this one.
Cool, excellent. Well, you're doing us all proud.
Thank you. Vote for Aaron Cooper.
Good.
Backing your vote.
Thanks very much, Aaron. Take care. Best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks
Cheers.
Thanks very much. Bye. Bye. Everybody get up.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Them's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Hey, Suze.
How are you?
You all right?
I'm all good. So first up, last week, Saoirse Ronan, she won the Golden Globe for Best Actress for a role in Lady Bird. And one of the things that went viral was in her speech, she said, "Me ma's FaceTiming at the table." And everyone was kind of wondering, why wasn't her mom there? It's a pretty big moment for her. She was almost guaranteed the award. So she revealed just yesterday why her mom couldn't make it.
She got a new puppy called Fran. And we got her about... We actually got her while I was doing Lady Bird. So she's about a year and a half old now. But so Fran has become the priority for mom for sure right now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. But like she passed up on the Golden Globes to look after Fran. So.
Not a puppy anymore if it's a year and a half.
That's true, but it is a tough option. Would you rather stay at home, play with a dog, or go to an award ceremony?
See, there is a like kennels that look after your puppies really well.
That's
just for
true.
A couple of days,
but
just for your daughter.
You could stay home, play with the dog instead. I know what I'd choose. Now, Taylor Swift has literally just released the new music video for her new song, Endgame, which features Ed Sheeran. I actually haven't heard this before, so I'm going to let you have a little listen to it.
When I was young, we connected when we were a little bit older. Both sprung, I got issues and chips on both of my shoulders. Reputation precedes me and rumours I'm
I'm a bit biased here because I'm a big Ed Sheeran fan, but I actually quite like that on first hearing it.
Yeah, I wonder, is there any undertones of like, we were in the friend zone and you wouldn't...
He's happily in love, isn't he, at the moment? We'll throw that up on the website if you want to have a look. They're just living a fab life in loads of different cities in the video.
Nice.
And finally... Jedward have just become the latest celebrities to take part in this show called A Celebrity 100% Hotter. So what they do is they take a celebrity who is who doesn't dress themselves or present themselves very well and gives them a makeover which makes them apparently 100% hotter.
Is this where Luke has gone today?
This is exactly where Luke. We shipped him off to Channel 5. And so they before they did the makeover, they went out to the public and they said, they asked the public what would they rate Jedward's style out of 10. And they averaged about a 2% rating from the public. So here's them on the show talking about their image.
What do you see in the mirror?
I see a superstar.
I see a 26-year-old.
I see a guy who doesn't have one wrinkle.
How do you feel, you know, without your gear?
I know, I just feel like it's really hard for me and John because sometimes the public doesn't let us grow up. Like, they always want us to be those twins. It'd be nice to be seen differently. Yes, John and Edward, as, like, individuals.
Totally.
It's very hard. Now, it's nice to see them talking honestly, but it's so hard not to think they're just taking the piss when they when they talk like that. I can't take them seriously. So anyway, they go through the whole makeover and I'm not convinced they don't change that much. One of their rules was you can't shave their heads.
They can't.
That's the whole problem with the Jedwards look is the hair. It's too Jedward-y.
I wonder
get rid
what
of it.
They would look like with shaved. They probably look like lunatics though with shaved heads.
To be honest, they looked a bit weird in the transformation pictures. But the main thing is, when the public were asked what do they rate him, they got an 8 out of 10.
Really?
So it obviously worked. I'll throw up a photo on Twitter if you want to have a gawk. And that was the gossip according to Suze. You may go in peace.
The Big Breakfast. I'm waking up. 98 FM.